Here is the place, and now is the time that the Lord of the universe has come. We are in his presence. To God be the glory. Would you stand if you're able as we sing our call to worship? Verse 1 of number 4. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We especially extend a warm welcome and greeting to any visitors who may be with us today. If you're family or friends or just passing through, we welcome you and encourage you to fill out a visitor card and place that in the offering plate today. It'll help us get to know you better and help you to get to know us as well. You can find those on the back of the pew in front of you, right beside the prayer cards. That's also available for you to place in the offering plate today if you have any prayer needs or anything that you'd like to celebrate. Hopefully today we have something to celebrate. It is, after all, Mother's Day. So let me be the first in this service to say to all of you, Happy Mother's Day, and God bless you for what you do and for who you are to all of us. Our spiritual mothers are here with us as well today, and we'll celebrate and talk more about that in the sermon. Just one brief reminder, there are no evening activities tonight. We would encourage you to be with your family. And one other thing, I want to also say, and be one of the first in a service to say congratulations to you, Doctor, so we can now pass each other in the hallway. Now we can do the whole doctor, 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 doctor thing. As we worship today, we are here to celebrate mothers, but as our call to worship reminds us, it is about giving glory to God. Let us continue to worship.
Our opening scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, reading verses 10 through 31. A capable wife who can find. She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from far away. She rises while it is still night and provides food for her household and tasks for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arm strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for her household when it snows, for all her household are clothed in crimson. She makes herself coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the city gates, taking his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies the merchant with sashes. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her happy, her husband too, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a share in the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the city gates. the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you join with me in prayer this morning? Father, as we come to you this day and this time of worship, as we celebrate who you are, we cannot forget that we gather here celebrating our mothers as well. We thank you for adopting us into your family through the miracle of your grace and your love, and for calling us to be brothers and sisters to each other. Today, loving God, we pray for our mothers who cared for us when we were helpless, who comforted us when we were hurt, whose love and care we often took for granted. Today, we pray for those who are grieving the loss of their mother, those who have never known the loving arms of their mother but now yearn for them, for those who have experienced the loving and overwhelming joy of adoption to a mother, the family separated by discord, strife, or stress. Lord, we give blessing upon each of these ladies today. And Father, we lift this prayer up to you, knowing that you are the one who has blessed us. And we ask that this worship service, this celebration in this special day, be a blessing to you. We lift this prayer in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
In the book of Psalms, the psalmist says, He put a new song in my mouth. Would you join us as we sing together, He Keeps Me Singing? And I will say, it is good to be with you. You have always been a wonderful singing congregation. I invite you to lift your voices together in this song of praise, He Keeps Me Singing, and then we will follow that with the praise chorus, Oh, How He Loves You and Me. Please stand if you can.
Share too much, but I have to share that when I was a kid, I thought it was saying Swedish name, I know. And I didn't realize Jesus was a Swedish name. We have two things to highlight today for ministry highlights, opportunities that are coming up. Amy's going to come and share about our missions yard sale. But first, I wanted to say a little bit about next Sunday's opportunity with Jeff Smith. Jeff Smith is an internationally acclaimed actor who specializes in what we call church drama. He loves to share that talent with congregations. He was one of the featured speakers at Interlaken, Switzerland last summer when I was there. And he is coming all the way here to little old Elon to share his talents with us at First Baptist, and hopefully some of the other congregations in our community will participate. But he's going to be offering, as you see on the salmon-colored sheets, a workshop from in the early afternoon to teach a little bit about creative ministry, movement in worship, drama, and storytelling. So if you have that kind of bug, you would want to be a part of that. It's for all ages. And then during that workshop, he's going to teach a piece that will be shared later that evening at 5:45 here in the sanctuary. We'll have a combined service that all are invited to attend as well, where Jeff will share a little bit of his talents and also share this piece that the group will learn. He does a lot of interesting things. Once I saw him tell the story of the rich young ruler using one of those fold-out rulers. And as he was telling the story, he would shape the ruler into the shape of camels and all kinds of things as it fit the story. But my favorite thing he does is he sings this song to tell the gospel story using nothing but the titles of your favorite cereal brands. So it'll be an interesting, unique, and different worship experience. We hope that you'll come and be a part of it. Amy, would you come and share?
It's not too late to reserve your space for the Missions Team Yard Sale on Saturday. For $10, you will get a space to sell your treasures, tables, a chair, and free advertising. The church will be open at 6 a.m. for you to set up. The yard sale will start at 7 and end at 12. And if you don't want to sell your treasures, come by to find some new treasures. All funds raised by renting spaces will be used to support Carson and Laura Fushi's ministry in Japan. I'll be out in the vestibule at the end of the worship service if you'd like to come and get more information or reserve a space. Thanks.
Two wonderful opportunities next weekend. I encourage everyone to take advantage of those opportunities on Saturday and Sunday. At this time, I want to invite all our children to come down for our children's time. Come on down. Good morning, guys. Come on down. Come on a little bit closer so you can hear me. There you go. Quick question for all of you. What day is today? Why is it special? Anybody know? Why is it special? Mother's Day. You are right. It is Mother's Day. Now, let me ask you a very serious, honest, open question, and I want complete honesty here. How many have you been honoring their mother already this morning? Got one, two, one and a half, is that a half or a two? Okay. All right, well, we're gonna get it started, okay? We're going to get it started today, all right? But I think sometimes we kind of can't get the full picture of what a mother truly does. And so this morning I really wanted to give you a clear picture of what a mother does for us every single day. So I need a volunteer mother. Let's see, Kim. Come on up. All right. That's what you get for sitting so close. Baptists sit on the back, and then they don't get chosen. Come on up. Come on up. Stand up here on the stage. Kim?
I told him you wouldn't.
I know. I leaned over beforehand, so you wouldn't get mad. All right. So stand out facing the congregation. Now, I need a volunteer from the young men down here. Volunteer. Mark, you guys saw your hand first. Come on up here, Mark. All right, what I want you to do is I want you to get on your knees right beside Miss Kim right here, and I want you to grab her dress. Don't pull too hard, but I want you to grab her dress and say, feed me, feed me, feed me, over and over again. Come on, Mark, you can do it. Come on. All right, do I have another volunteer? All right, I knew I'd get one. You probably got out of the easiest one to do. Say, feed me, grab her shirt. Keep going, don't stop. All right, I need another volunteer, another kid. Come on, I need somebody else. Look, get up here. Get on the other side.
grab a dress just like Wesley is over here. Get down and just say this. What else say? Say, come on, I need you. Come on, do it. All right, somebody. Come on, anybody. Danny, you'll do it. All right, you're going to have to grab her arm in a minute, so you either grab her leg or your arm. Which one are you going to do? Come on, anybody? 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 Alex, get up here. Alex, come on up here. That's what you get. All right, down on your knees. You think you're out of it. You're not done yet, so we got one leaving. All right, grab his, say, he did it, he did it, he did it. Point it at him. Keep going. All right, I need another volunteer. Grab her arm on this one. Anybody want to grab her arm on this one? Luke's thinking about it. Let's see who we got. Wilson, come on up here, buddy. All right. Kim, if you'll put your left arm out. Now all I want you to say is me. Keep going, guys. All right, I need another volunteer. Ethan, come on down here from the back of the choir. Come on down here. Kim, if you'll put your other arm out. All right, you are going to say, mine. Got it? Mine. Keep going. Okay, got it? All right. All you guys, I want you to go to the back of the sanctuary. See where Mr. Tommy stands? Tommy, raise your hand. Go back to Mr. Tommy back there real quick. Run back there quick. Now, all you guys in the back, I want you to yell as loud as you can, mommy. Keep it going. Keep going, guys. You want to come on? Keep going. Louder. Louder. Keep going. How do you feel right now?
Tired. Her response is tired. All right. Stop. Stay where you are, though.
This is what mothers have to do all the time. Because we often think, oh, they do this for me, but they forget they're doing stuff for other people, too. So they're always juggling things. And the amazing thing about it is God has blessed us with these wonderful women in our lives who can do so many things at the same time that it's incredible. It truly is a blessing. And this, guys in the back and guys up here, this is what a mother does every single day. So I truly believe that we should honor mothers just on one day, but every single day. All right, guys in the back, y'all come back up here for a second, and we're going to start this. If you heard the scripture passage earlier, it said this. Kim, and I want you to stay there. Y'all, you don't have to yank or anything, but I want you to stay there. The scripture passage ended with this verse. This is Proverbs 31:31. Give her a share in the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the city gates. It is our job to honor and praise our mothers. It is important we do it, not just this day, but every day. And so today, you're going to help me honor all the mothers that are in the sanctuary today, okay? Can y'all do that? Y'all can do that. All right. First off, Kim, since you are a wonderful volunteer, let me present you with a flower. Thank you for all that you do. If you would go back to your seat and stay standing, all the other mothers in the sanctuary, would you please stand? Guys, I want you to look at this. Look at all the mothers that are in here. Wow. First off, I want you to stand up. Now, Luke, I know your mommy is here. Can you go give her a flower, please? Now, I know your mommy is here. Can you go get her a flower and come back? All right, come back here. Not surprised. Don't shake it, okay? Hold it still. Got it? Go. Yours already got. Is your mommy here? Yeah. Go give one to your grandma. Two, three. There you go. Ethan, your mother and your grandmother's here. There you go. All right, guys. Now, we've only given out, and I know your mom's not here, but we're going to make sure she gets one, okay? What we're going to do now is we're going to pass out flowers to everybody else, all the other mothers standing up, okay? Ready to do this? All right, Danny, I want you to take this one. Take this one. Go that way. Give a flower to all the mothers, and be careful. They break, as Luke just found out. All right, what I want you to do is I want you to go on this side right here, and any lady standing, I want you to give them one. All right. Mark, I want you to start in the choir loft, and then I want you to head that way, okay? Luke, come down here. Take this one and start over here. Make sure all the mothers get one. Mothers, after you get it, still remain standing, please, if you would. Alex, you want to help? Just grab one. If guys want to help a little bit quicker. There you go. Thank you. Anybody else on this side that has not received one? Pat, did you get one? Here, pass one right there. Lady, right there. In the back. Danny, start giving some back there, too. Thank you, sir. All mothers have a flower. If you do not have a flower, raise your hand, and we'll make sure we get one to you. Alex, did you get that? There you go. All right, guys, thank you. If y'all put the vases right back here, don't put them in the flame. I don't want to burn. Sacrifice today. Okay, guys, come over here. Come over here. It's okay. Thank you, guys. But turn around and look at all the mothers again. Remember how what your mothers do, what your mommies do for you, and they do these for so many others. And so this morning, on behalf of First Baptist Elon, as Mason already said, mothers, thank you. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your love. And thank you for all the juggling you do in life, because we know you do it and you do it well. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, I lift up our moms that are here with us today. I am so, so thankful for the love that they instill in their children. I thank you for the blessing that you are to each one of them and to so many others that you encounter every single day. Father, I am just blessed beyond measure by the mothers that work in this place at First Baptist Elon, and their dedication and their sacrifice and their willingness to go the extra mile, to carry the extra load that oftentimes doesn't seem that we can carry. I'm thankful for those mothers who dedicate their lives to showing what a true Christian woman is, someone who loves with faith, dignity, mercy, and grace. I lift up our moms that are here today, and we are thankful because we are blessed. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, God.
Maybe this next hymn ought to be titled, or have a fifth verse to it, at least, God Give Us Peaceful Homes. Hymn number 504, God Give Us Christian Homes. Will you stand again and join us as we sing?
Give us Christian homes, homes where the Bible is loved and taught, homes where the Master's will is sought, homes crowned with beauty.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your house, and we give you thanks for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. We come now to return a portion through our tithes and offerings. Please use these to further your kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our second scripture reading comes again from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 and 21, the Word of God. My child, keep your father's commandment and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart always, tie them around your neck. Sound words from a sound book. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord God, your son Jesus once looked out at the people of the city and declared that he longed to gather them as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings. And Lord, look upon us now with that same compassion, for we are people who stand before you in need of your shelter, in need of your love, in need of your protection and strength. Many of us, Lord, are grieving, not just grieving over losses, but life transitions, changes in our careers, children leaving the nest and going away, and many other ways, Lord. Comfort us. Many others from this congregation are struggling with sickness, some even now in a hospital bed or in a rehab facility. We pray, Lord, for your healing presence in their lives. May your will be done. And Lord, others cannot be here with us. They've become confined to a room or a bed or a home. And Lord, we pray that your spirit of love and joy would be with them where they are, even as it is here with us present. And Lord, we confess. We confess we are not always the sons and daughters that we should be. We confess that we do not always honor our parents as we ought to. We confess, Lord, that many times we add burdens rather than take them away. But your grace is amazing. We don't stand on our failures, we stand on your grace. And Lord, we celebrate and give you thanks for that mercy that is unbreakable and that love that knows no end. That you love us deeper than we can imagine. And for that, we give you thanks and praise your holy name. Amen.
Our Creator, I give to you my heart.
Would you pray with me? Lord, we ask now that the word, the message that you have to share with us, that we would have open eyes, open hearts, open minds, open spirits, that whatever you have to say to us, we would not miss it. In Christ's name, amen. As David was sharing this children's sermon, the phrase that came to my mind was, too real. A little too real. A little too soon. That you almost want to just jump up and defend this poor woman. I remember my mother many times saying, why can't we just have one night of peace? She had a house with three little boys who used to run wild. Or my favorite one was, why can't I have anything nice? As we come to this message, I wanted to share with you this morning a preacher joke. You know what preacher jokes are? They make books of these preacher jokes. They're stories that are meant to make a little point. And 9 times out of 10, I think they're completely lies. They're made up. But I'm like Jerry Clower. I don't want to let the truth get in the way of a good story. So I'm going to tell it to you as though it's a true story. The story I read this week told this tale about a man who came from very meager beginnings, but his greed and his ambition drove him to reach the highest heights. He was kind of one of those Forbes magazine type of guys and was very successful, but was becoming more and more so known for being kind of a greedy, heartless person who just wanted to advance himself and crush everyone underneath his feet. And they were doing an article about him and his success. And the interviewer brought this up and says, you know, your critics say that you're kind of heartless. Your critics say that you just want more and more and don't care about the human cost to your employees. And he objected. He said, that's not true. Let me tell you about my mother. My mother worked the night shift my whole life, cleaning office space, going in after these workers, cleaning out their cubicles, cleaning out their desks, taking out the trash, even cleaning the restrooms, night after night after night. So I'll tell you what I did for my mother. I decided I couldn't see her working nights like that over and over again, year after year, so I bought the office where she works. And the first thing I did was move her to day shift. Surely our mothers deserve more. Surely our mothers deserve to be honored. And our scripture passage, just this one singular verse in Exodus 20, verse 12, makes it very clear. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. The New Testament would remind us that this is the first commandment with a promise. My mother told me that the promise was, if you don't honor me, I'm going to kill you. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. The Proverbs chapter 31 passage that David read at the opening of our service is a beautiful and poetic model and reminder of why we would honor our mothers. We are given this image of this, what's called the virtuous woman. A woman whose husband lacks for nothing. He's praised at the city gates. Everybody says, you got a good one, bud. She is a woman who cares for her children, makes sure that they are well clothed, that they don't leave the house looking shabby, that the children represent her in the world and in the community in a way that brings her honor and shows that she cares. But she has an extended family. We're given this image of a woman who opens her hands to the poor, who sees the need in the people around her, who sees children as hers, whether they are genetically or not. She cares for the people around her. It tells us in that Proverbs 31 passage, She is worthy to be praised. As D.C. Talk would rewrite it, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she ain't playing. She is worthy of praise. Honor your mother. I have, though, over the years, as I've talked to more people and met more people, as I've looked at and tried to pay attention to people's Facebook posts and emails, as I have read articles and seen news reports, I become a little more sensitive to this passage, though. To say honor our mothers in a very blanket way is not the intention I think God has for us. For one reason, there are many bad mothers in the world. And people who have had a bad mother wrestle with the meaning of a passage like this for their lives. What does it mean for me to honor an abusive mother? People ask. What is it for me to honor a mother who was never there for me? Does it mean that I am to simply excuse their bad behavior? Does it mean that I am to simply pretend like everything was okay all the time? Several years ago, as I was sitting down with two brothers at the death of their mother to plan out what would be said, the one brother was going on and on sharing this glowing, beautiful praise. And the other brother finally broke through and said, "Who the bleep are you talking about?" And in anger, he began to share a very different image of his mother. To honor the bad mother is not to excuse her behavior, but to love her in spite of it. To honor such a mother might be to pray for them, to encourage them to get help, to see that maybe sometimes it is the child who must parent the parent and bring up not just a mother, but a sister in Christ. Another way that I have heard concern over this passage in the years has not just been that some people have bad mothers, but some, many more, the struggle is that they have lost their mother. I know in this room, many of you have shared with me stories about your mothers that have brought tears to your eyes because the hurt of the loss is still there. It doesn't matter that we know, oh, they're in the kingdom of God. They're at the side of their Savior, that they are worshiping and celebrating and living in this eternity, that we can only imagine what that might be like. But doesn't it still hurt? Let's be honest. We are not called by God to lie and to put on happy faces when there is still pain. Some of us, our mothers have passed away many, many years ago, perhaps even decades. But the very mention of Mother's Day brings back, at least it does for me, a wave of emotion. And the honest Christian says, it's okay to still cry. There is no timeline on grief. There is not some sort of a process and stages of grief that lead to some sort of final conclusion where we don't hurt anymore. And so for us who have lost our mothers, to honor our mother is to celebrate those memories, to rejoice in the kingdom, but to also honestly cry from time to time if we feel the need to do so. A third voice that has emerged that I have begun to hear in more recent years is the voice of what I would call the childless mother. On the one hand, I'm not speaking about a mother who's lost their child, but that mother who's never had a child to begin with. You know in your life that there have been those little old ladies in the church who never had a child of their own, but everybody claimed them. Do you know what I'm talking about? For some women who have never had a child, this is a day that can be more hurtful than helpful, more painful than healing because it reminds them of what they never had. But women, if you are in that situation, I would remind you that Jesus has redefined family. And you've heard me say this before, the old saying, blood is thicker than water. Well, there is something thicker than blood. It's the Holy Spirit that binds us all together as one family, the family of God, so that you are my mother, and you are my mother, and you are my mother. And we are all your children. To the childless mother, I say thank you. Thank you for your willingness to serve and love the children who are not your own, to share and show them grace and mercy and love as the Father would. To the childless mother, I say, God bless you for your willingness to look beyond your own pain and simply yield your life to the life, to the lives of the children of this church. Thank you. We honor you as well, moms. Today, in the hustle and bustle of sharing flowers and breakfast in bed, taking out the ladies and hoping to beat the Methodist, I would encourage you to think sensitively about all of those types of mothers that we have just spoken of here, and to ask God to show you a way to share understanding, compassion, love, and honor to those mothers as well. Would you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for the mothers in this room, those who we can see face to face and celebrate and give them personally honor, and to say to them, thank you. Lord, we give you thanks also for those mothers who, though they maybe did not always act so honorably, we are called to love and honor them nonetheless. And we pray for them. We pray for them and for their children. And Lord, we give you thanks for those mothers who have left this world, who have gone to meet with you. We give you thanks for the joyful memories, for the celebrations that we continue to have around their name and memory. And we pray also, Lord, for healing, for honest tears. And we all cry in different ways, some with tears from the eyes and some from a groaning deep within, and others from just a quiet reflection. Bring healing to our lives. And Lord, for those women who we call as mothers, though they were not our genetic mother, though we are not their children by birth, we are their children by the Spirit. And we thank you for them and the joy and the model that they bring and the ways that they have invested and injected themselves into the lives of others. We honor them as well. And we give you thanks. In the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Hug a woman today, whether she's your mother or grandmother or a total stranger. Hug her and tell her you love her and say thank you, Mom. As we continue to worship, we close with this hymn of response, Trust and Obey, number 447 in your hymnal. Would you stand as we sing?
Thank you.
As you go, would you receive this blessing and remain standing after the benediction for our choir to lead us in a choral response? Would you pray with me? May the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, go with you and strengthen you in the week to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.